Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Censored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day for people who actually love peace and want to see some kind of advancement in that direction. Particularly, it's a day of answered prayers to the literally millions of Jewish people around the world who have been saying an extra prayer, which is part of the Orthodox prayer book, for captives, for hostages. And yes, it looks like the first 50 of the hostages are coming home in a deal made with Qatar's involvement. The U.S. was very involved, and I think that's something we should be proud of. And then between Israel and Hamas. We will be talking about that, give you all of the latest. We'll also be speaking about a piece in one of America's most prestigious leftist magazines. So it says that that rally for Israel that drew 300,000 people to the National Mall, and people who were there, including my brother, including our daughter, thought it was inspiring. And if you listen to some of the speeches and the attitude of everyone, it was a Love Israel rally, and it was a huge, as David Friedman, who's a former ambassador to Israel from the United States in the Trump administration, he said this was the biggest gathering of Jews since Mount Sinai. And maybe for talking about people at one time, yeah, it was a pretty big gathering. Okay, there is now a piece in the Nation magazine that says it wasn't a rally for love or for support for Israel. It was a rally for hate and for anti-Semitism. What kind of idiot would say something like that? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to Peter Baker, White House chief reporter for the New York Times, talking about Biden, his birthday, his fatal mistake of referring to Taylor Swift as Britney, which he did when he was pardoning his turkeys. It's also, he's criticized the Wall Street Journal because when he was pardoning the turkeys, he was saying that they were going to be sent back to live in retirement in beautiful Minnesota, the land of 1,000 lakes. Okay, what's wrong with that? It's 10,000 lakes, actually. But, again, the future of President Biden, who is now 81 years old, it's the day after his birthday. He would be very shortly after being reelected. If he is reelected, he would be 82, because his birthday comes in November, as we obviously know. And we'll also be speaking to Brian Kilmeade of Fox News. And Brian has a new book about a very unlikely friendship between somebody born into slavery, who became a famous educator and leader, not just for black people, but for Americans. And that individual, Booker T. Washington, and President Theodore Roosevelt, who really did have a friendship and a relationship. Theodore Roosevelt, of course, born into a family of very conspicuous wealth in New York City, and a very, very different kind of individual and background. So how did they come together, and can that be an indication of how Americans can come together more generally? We're also going to be speaking to Daniel McCarthy of the New York Post. Why is America a deadlier place for men than for women? And I know you're not supposed to talk about that, because men don't like to see ourselves, at least generally, unless you're some kind of left-leaning politician, you don't like to see yourself as a victim. And I think guys who portray themselves as victims are probably losers and contributing to their own victimhood. And yes, that includes certain presidential candidates. We will get to that with Daniel McCarthy of the New York Post later today. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, the very latest on the pending deal to release some of the hostages. And the hostages who are going to be released, the 50 of them, are Israelis. Some of them are people with dual American-Israeli citizenship. They are predominantly women and children. Israel would release 150 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for 50 hostages and allow 300 aid trucks into Gaza, U.S. sources say. The hostages that Hamas offered for initial release are alive, the group says, according to a source familiar with the talks. No, it's not just a question of giving back dead bodies, though there have been two bodies of women who, by the way, what they have found out about this, the bodies who were found at Al-Shifra Hospital, those bodies of the two women were executed. They weren't beaten to death. They weren't dying accidentally. There were signs of an execution there. And that is, by the way, all over the Israeli press. It's been much more quiet here. The Israeli government aims for at least 50 hostages to be released as part of the deal being talked about today. 10 per day for 5 days. That's what an Israeli government source told CNN. The government would be prepared to extend the deal if Hamas is prepared to release more hostages. In other words, they would do releasing one hostage would give an extra day of ceasefire. Hamas had initially demanded that Israel's overhead surveillance be stopped for the duration of the multi-day pause in fighting. The course of the negotiations, the parties settled on surveillance drones vacating Gaza's airspace for part of each day. The six-hour window is when Hamas would be expected to try to move the hostages out without giving up their locations. Under the forthcoming agreement, Hamas would also gather up any additional women and children hostages during the period that fighting has paused, something the group has insisted that it cannot do until a sustained ceasefire is in place. The temporary ceasefire would potentially be extended beyond that for more hostages to be released. Hamas also demanded hundreds of trucks of aid, much of it fuel, as part of the negotiations. Fuel is key to running its military operations and ventilating the group's network of underground tunnels in Gaza. A source familiar with the negotiations said there is hope, at least, that with a hostage deal, significantly more aid will be allowed into Gaza, with stakeholders working toward a goal of 400 trucks a day. the report yesterday from John Kirby, the spokesman for the National Security Council, spoke briefly about the pending deal. This is clip 22. We'll get to that and to more. Relatives of a three-year-old girl who is one of the hostages actually spoke on the record about what is going on. We'll talk about that and also about the idea that the rally for Israel that attracted some 300,000 people was somehow a festival, a gathering place for anti-Semites, and a festival of hate. That's what the Nation magazine, left-wing magazine, has to say. That and much more coming up on the Medved Show. And coming up also very soon, Peter Baker on the Biden birthday and its deeper significance, if any. It certainly relates to his campaign. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Take politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, former ambassador to the United States from the State of Israel, Michael Oren, who was also a former colonel in the IDF. Michael Oren has just said that what is happening in terms of this deal is happening only for one reason. And it's because Israel has moved thousands of its troops into Gaza. And they are very concerned, Hamas, with stopping the fighting, at least for a little while. And why? Because they understand the next step is Israel will be flooding the tunnels. They have, some people say 500 miles of tunnels, some people say 300 miles. In a small area, they have tunnels everywhere. And that's where Hamas is. That's where the hostages are. And the only way that you get people out of those tunnels is, well, there are several ways, but the most effective is to flood them. And how is that possible in a desert climate? Well, it's possible because the Mediterranean Sea is not far away. Gaza is very thin and narrow, with all of its western side on the Mediterranean Sea. That's where they built that theme park, the crazy water fun park, which Hamas then destroyed. And by the way, Israelis had nothing to do with that operation. Yesterday, John Kirby, Admiral Kirby, he is a retired rear admiral in the Navy, spoke about the hostage situation in Gaza, where there would be the delivery is of 10 hostages as recently or as soon as tomorrow. Here is Admiral Kirby. Clip 22.
So President Biden and the team here is doing everything we can to help get the hostages that Hamas took, get them released, including young children and, of course, Americans that are in that pool. Now, I know this is of great interest to all of you. I just want to let you know we're still working this hour by hour. I do not have an update for you on the hostage deal that we're trying to negotiate. But as you heard the Deputy National Security Advisor say yesterday, we believe we're closer than we've ever been. So we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done. And nothing is done until it's all done. So we're going to keep working on this.
And CNN then reported this afternoon on the progress with some of that work. Clip 26.
Any moment now, Israel's war cabinet will meet to review a deal to potentially secure the release of 50 of the estimated 239 hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. The announcement of that deal could happen today, even in the coming hours. Earlier this morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said publicly that progress is being made on an agreement, and a senior U.S. official has said that a deal is, quote, very close. But of course, stressing that it is not done yet.
And here's what we know so far about this possible deal. It calls for the release of 50 women and children in exchange for a 4 to 5 day pause in fighting and the release of 3 Palestinian prisoners for every civilian hostage released.
Okay, that's and basically the problem with this, and one of the reasons that there are certainly some people on the Israeli side who think this kind of deal is a bad idea, is because it tries to create some kind of equivalence between people who are criminals who were arrested and tried in a country with a functioning justice system. They were arrested and tried for very serious crimes. Now, specifically, they have said that Israel will not be releasing Palestinian prisoners who are held for murder. They do not have a death penalty in Israel. And again, that's become increasingly controversial because then the Palestinian side is very eager to get even people who are convicted murderers released. But the idea is that these will be people who have participated in terrorist attacks, but not directly killed other people. There's a special item in the Israeli law right now and in Israeli procedures for people who are the families of murder victims, when that occurs, can step in and object before there is any release of a convicted murderer. A relative of a 1 3-year-old American girl who was kidnapped in Gaza spoke to CNN, clip 23.
We hear what everybody's hearing. It's frustrating because through this whole time, it's been dark. We have been, metaphorically, it's dark. We don't know. And virtually, it is dark for these people that are in Gaza. We have no answers. And people think that we're getting specific information. And just like everybody, we hear there's a very close to having a deal. And until we actually see hostages released, we really don't really know anything.
And one can only imagine what that pain must be. There was another piece in the Wall Street Journal about a 9-year-old girl, and American girl, who was also taken hostage. Obviously, the children and women are not guilty of anything. They're guilty of being, in many cases, Jewish, but they're not even that. Because some of the hostages who've been taken were Thai workmen who, yes, citizens of Thailand, who were taken prisoner. The important thing for the family, and for the families generally, Mark Esper spoke on CNN about the release of hostages. This is clip 30.
I think, look, first of all, at a humanitarian level, it's great. These people should have never been held hostage in the first place. And let's be clear about one thing. This is not a humanitarian gesture by Hamas. In my view, is going all the way back to October 7th. This is what they planned, to take innocent Israelis in order to swap them for Palestinians, Hamas operatives who've been held legitimately by the government of Israel. So now we're looking at a 3-to-1 swap going on. So I think, look, the pressure is built so much domestically within Israel that Bibi Netanyahu has to get a release of these hostages. I think from a military perspective, it's not good because a 4 to 5 day postponement or a pause in the actions will allow Hamas to rearm, to refit, to reposition troops. That's why they are pushing so hard that there not be any surveillance over northern Gaza during this period. So, look, you've got to take the good with the bad. I think it would be really good to see innocent civilians released, particularly the children and the elderly. But you got to take this 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time.
By the way, there's another report from JNS. More than 10 of Hamas's battalions in Gaza, a total of 24 battalions, have sustained significant degradation since the start of the war. Speaking of significant degradation...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA news update. An oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico has authorities scrambling.
First reports indicate more than a million gallons of oil has spilled into the Gulf of Mexico.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection have seized 354 pounds of methamphetamine from a pickup truck crossing the border into the United States from Mexico after a drug-sniffing dog alerted to the bed of the pickup. The proceedings concerning a gag order in one of former President Trump's federal cases has concluded. During the hearing, Trump's lawyer engaged in a debate with Judge Patricia Millett over a hypothetical scenario that was related to freedom of speech. A manhunt underway in Colorado for Hand Me Kay Clark, who police have identified to have shot four people yesterday, three of them fatally, over a property line dispute. Corey Myers, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is an honor to welcome to the show the New York Times chief White House correspondent. His name is Peter Baker. He covers President Biden and his administration, along with the rest of their White House team. Says, I cover the president and his administration, which can result in stories on a wide variety of domestic, economic, political, national security, and foreign policy issues. And you've covered most recently the president's birthday yesterday, which was combined with his suddenly controversial pardoning of the two turkeys, Liberty and Bell. Peter Baker, welcome to the show, and it's an honor having you.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. So what generally the pardoning of turkeys, which has been going back for a very long time, going back to the Truman administration, at least formally, what did President Biden do to embarrass himself during the turkey pardon ceremony?
Well, he, I mean, that's kind of an embarrassing thing just to start with, right? I mean, having a grown man out there with turkeys and pretending to pardon them is kind of a ludicrous spectacle to begin with, something we had enforced on all of our presidents just so they, I think, keep a little bit humble. But in this case, we had a president who was celebrating his 81st birthday, and he seemed to mess up a few things there. He messed up, he seemed to mix up a couple of the pop icons, Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Britney, and he kind of seemed to drift off when he was making a joke. didn't seem to really fully understand the tour that Taylor Swift's been on in Brazil, and it caused, I think, a lot of people to sort of focus on, you know, what the effects of his age really are, and that's, of course, been a real political liability for him. So it's kind of funny on the one hand. On the other hand, the White House, which is seeking to position him for re-election this year, not funny really at all.
Okay, he also, the Wall Street Journal, and I thought this was really nitpicking, but they brought up the fact that he referred to Minnesota, which has the, on the license plate, and its official nickname is the land of 10,000 lakes, and he said Minnesota was the land of 1,000 lakes.
Well, you got a zero off here and that here, right?
Right. Well, again, and he didn't count the lakes personally, so...
That's right, that's right. Look, you know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, people in public life, including people who, like you and me, go on the radio or go on TV, we sometimes misspeak. And that has happened with President Biden for many years. He was known by his own recognition as a gas factory. I think that was his own term he once used. But today, the gas, small mistakes, small moments of confusion are all assigned to age. And I think that is a perception problem that they're trying to deal with.
We were speaking to your colleague, David Brooks, yesterday. And he's interviewed President Biden a couple of times recently. And he actually said he thought that the deterioration, the cognitive decline that people talk about on the right was greatly exaggerated, that he seemed sharp. And again, he's always made mistakes and mumbled a bit. But do you agree that the president really follows a rigorous schedule and is mostly on top of his game?
Look, it will not surprise you that partisan opposition will be exaggerated in what they say about a president, right? So don't take what the partisans say too seriously. But it's fair to say that he's not as, you know, not as sharp as he was 10 years ago. Few of us probably are. But I think he understands the issues he's dealing with. He is making judgments that he would have made 10 years ago, the same kind. He processes information. He exercises his duties as president according to the people who are in the room with him, in a sharp and mentally clear way. It doesn't sometimes come across that way if he confuses a name here or there, but he often catches himself when he does that, and that's a function, you know, it is a function of age. We do tend, as we get older, to kind of like slip or kind of, you know, can't summon a word that we're trying to find. It doesn't necessarily mean that we can't make sharp decisions. Now, I think where he has the harder point is the physicality of his appearance, which he can't do anything about, really, right? He had a foot injury during the transition, and that has meant that he has kind of this gait right now, kind of a shuffling gait that makes him look older, right? And his voice is low and sometimes hard to hear him. It doesn't kind of command a room the way it once did. So things like that, I think, give the impression that he is old and doesn't help him with even his own supporters. But he is a vigorous guy. He does ride his bicycle. I haven't seen Donald Trump ride a bicycle in a lot of years. And he does, you know, I mean, like, he is a fit guy for 81. I mean, I hope when I'm 81, I'm that fit. But it's no question that a lot of Americans have concerns. It's not just concerns for where he is now, but it's understandable concerns about where he would be when he's 86, because that's how old he would be at the end of his second term. And that's you know, quite a few years away.
In terms of his attitude toward President Trump has been outspoken about Joe Biden. He's even mimicked him and basically done everything but drool up on stage to approximate what he believes is the cognitive decline there. Does President Biden feel as strongly negative toward President Trump as President Trump does toward President Biden? These two guys hate each other's guts.
Well, I think he feels very negatively about President Trump for sure. I think he thinks that President Trump is a danger. Former President Trump is a danger, that he is somebody who doesn't believe in the Constitution, that he's somebody who peddles in, you know, racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia and all the others. And that he's not somebody who he just disagrees with, as he might disagree with other Republicans. He's somebody who thinks that President Biden thinks is a threat to the country. And I think there's a difference between a traditional election in that sense. President Biden didn't particularly want John McCain to be president when he was running with Barack Obama in 2008, but he respected John McCain. He doesn't respect President Trump, I don't think, in any way, shape, or form.
Do you think there is any chance at all, again, speaking to David Brooks yesterday, he thought there was no chance in the world that President Biden could be convinced to step aside for a younger, fresh-faced candidate for the Democrats. Is there any possibility?
I don't see any sign of that, in, you know, absent change in circumstances, right? Again, if something happens in the next year to, you know, change his physical health and he has to do something about it, then, yeah, perhaps. But where he is today, there's no way. I think he thinks that he is strong and in good shape and a much, much better president than President Trump would be or could be again. And I think he thinks he's the one person who can beat President Trump. And that's, you know, that, you know, informs his decision making. He doesn't look around him and see a lot of giant killers in the Democratic Party. I think, you know, look, he wants to be president. He always wanted to be president, so that in some ways you convince yourself that you are the indispensable person. But it's true that there's not a bench right now that, you know, has an obvious person to step in, even if he were to step aside, in which the party would rally around. So there's a very complicated situation there, and I think he is not at all looking for any reason to step aside if he doesn't have to.
The Commission on Presidential Debates released a schedule for 3 presidential debates, 1 vice presidential debate, coming up in next fall. Do you think that President Biden and President Trump will both agree to meet each other in a debate? I mean, given how unpleasant that first debate was between them in 2020?
I think that's a very uncertain possibility. We have every presidential election since Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford in 1976, we've had a debate. This is the first one where I am not at all certain that that's going to happen.
Peter Baker, appreciate your work. His column is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, even as we speak and as the day continues to unfold, the Israeli War Cabinet is meeting to approve or not the deal for the release of the first, it's unclear whether it will be 50 hostages matched by the release of 150 Palestinian prisoners who have been tried and convicted and are being held in Israel, or whether it will be as many as 100 hostages and 300 Palestinian prisoners. Also, it's unclear whether it will be 3, 4, or 5 days of ceasefire, but some of the ceasefire is for the specific purpose of allowing Hamas to safely transfer the hostages without betraying their location, which is going to be complicated. The desire for peace that President Biden has spoken about intensively, and his op-ed yesterday for the celebrate his birthday with a long op-ed and a fairly impassioned op-ed, talking about the United States leadership position in the world and hoping for an end to the war in Ukraine and an end to the war in Gaza. But the biggest problem with ending the conflict and ending generally the conflict between Israel and Palestinians was actually highlighted by the Washington Post columnist David Ignatius, who was on with Joe Scarborough yesterday. Actually, I think it's today. And he spoke about why it is so difficult to make meaningful progress towards some kind of peace agreement, a sweeping peace agreement. Listen.
I certainly think that the Palestinians have been foolish, have squandered their opportunities for peace, for having a state of their own. Multiple deals, the ones Clinton talks about, but many others have been presented to them. I think that what we've seen in this terrible Gaza war is that this problem doesn't go away. and that it is in Israel's interest, even at a time when Israelis have lost faith in a Palestinian partner in peace, to find some way, using Israel's new friends in the Arab world, and that's a growing list, probably includes Saudi Arabia now, in addition to the UAE, Egypt, Jordan, use those countries to help build a different kind of governance in Gaza and the West Bank. Post-Hamas, Israel is going to destroy Hamas. And I think anybody who's watched Hamas's actions since they took power in 2006, 2007 would say they've done nothing for Gaza. They've done nothing except prepare for war.
And again, when you think about all of the literally billions of dollars, and most of it ends up being UN money that is funneled to Gaza by UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Welfare Administration, for refugees, the idea was enunciated by the former Israeli foreign minister, Abba Eban, who said the Palestinians have never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And what David Ignatius is talking about is that after the Oslo Accords, there was a final negotiation which would have provided a division of Jerusalem, would have allowed Jerusalem to be used as a capital for the new Palestinian state. They had come to agreements on the territories and the terms and the timing, and Yasser Arafat didn't want to do it at the last moment. And Clinton was apparently very upset, and according to people who were eyewitnesses to this occasion, this was with the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who certainly one of the most peace-oriented, but partially because he was the most decorated war hero in the IDF. But Prime Minister Barak had negotiated in good faith. It looked like this was going to be a triumph, and everyone was going to get the Nobel Peace Prize. And then at the last moment, Yasser Arafat, who was then the president of the Palestinian Authority and the Palestine Liberation Organization, said, no, let's do an intifada instead. And they ended up doing this terror campaign that killed literally thousands of people. Thousands of people. It's extraordinary. And the difficulty here is this all goes back to a day in 1951 that I'm writing about right now for our Substack. But in 1951... the king of Transjordan, as it was then known, the great-grandfather of the current king is King Abdullah II. This was King Abdullah I. And he was a very influential guy, not just in the Palestinian world, but in the Arab world and in the world at large. He was a 38th generation descendant, direct descendant of Muhammad. And so he had prestige, he had clout, and he was the only major Arab leader who wanted to recognize the new state of Israel. And in 1951, he went to Jerusalem to pray with his then-grandson, that was King Hussein, and to pray at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And coming out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a group of assassins fired three bullets into him and killed him. They actually fired bullets at his grandson, too. King Hussein was 15 at the time. And it just hit a medal that Hussein was wearing on his uniform. And so his life was spared. The point is that Abdullah I had been willing to live in peace side by side with Israel. And to agree, this is 4 years after the UN's partition, to agree to accept a Palestinian state, not claiming the West Bank for Jordan. And after he was dead, it's the same thing as happened with Sadat. Sadat made peace. He was a great peacemaker and made peace with Israel, and he got the Sinai Peninsula and Sharm el-Sheikh all returned to Egypt, what they couldn't win in battle. They won by making peace with and recognizing the state of Israel. And the history of Palestinians, by the way, the people who shot Abdullah were local Palestinians. They weren't Jordanians. They were the followers of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who was a Nazi. I mean, he had spent the war at Hitler's side. Coming up on the MedVed show, somebody who is about as far away from Hitler as you possibly can be is a great American president, Theodore Roosevelt. And there's a fascinating story about right after he became president in the fall of 1901. And he became president because McKinley had been assassinated. And him by an anarchist, a Polish immigrant named Leon Czolgosz. McKinley had been assassinated. Roosevelt came to the White House. One of the very first things he did, literally within weeks of becoming president, is for the very first time he invited a person of color as a guest at the president's own table. Now, this was at a time when, at least in the southern states of the United States, the whole idea of dining together, a black man and a white man, let alone the president of the United States, was unheard of. But that really cemented what already was a deep relationship between Booker T. Washington, who was born in slavery, and who ended up founding the first of the historically black colleges and universities and being a tremendous advocate for equal justice and for civil rights and for what he termed self-help. There's a new book about a timeless legacy, a book about the friendship between Teddy Roosevelt and Booker T. Washington, and The Path to Racial Equality. It's by Brian Kilmeade of Fox News, who will be joining us coming up, because there are lessons, he believes, and I think he's right, about our own future and our own challenges that you can take from these two inspiring individuals who have been a great part of the history of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.